Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever caught yourself saying, my cancer, my anxiety, my stress, my back problem, without realizing it? And what you have to be careful of is you're claiming ownership on something that God did not give you. And this is Proverbs 18:21. Here's what it tells us. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Isn't it amazing the things that we confess? And we have to be careful, because what we confess, we possess. So today we're talking about the power of words over our health and how to start speaking life instead of sickness over ourselves. So what you speak today plants seeds for tomorrow's health. And like I said, death and life, and this is one of the most misquoted scriptures. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. A lot of people quote that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. But no, the importance of it is death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what you go through in life, yes, you're going to hit roadblocks within your life on certain occasions. There's going to be times that your body's going to not act the way it's supposed to. But the main point is, what you call yours, you empower to stay. And sickness may attack you, but it doesn't belong to you. See, the Bible tells us that he healed Jesus when he went through the cities. He would heal them all. He would set them free and say, well, you know, I've seen people die that I've prayed for. Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. When you pray for somebody and they pass away, we have to understand it's once appointed a man to die and then the judgment. So there's sometimes it just happens and people pass away. But it's not because of a lack of faith. It was just time. So what we have to do is we have to speak what God says, not what culture says. And speaking of, let me give you some breaking news over the past couple of days. I don't know if you saw the RFK and the Trump news conference the other day, talking about the U.S. FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, moving forward to update warning labels to reflect the studies suggested that Tylenol in pregnancy causes autism. Now, I'm sure to ladies that are pregnant, that absolutely caused fear to go over your whole emotions. Well, what you have to understand, too, is the World Health Organization has affirmed that there is no current evidence linking Tylenol to pregnancy and autism. So we have got a conflict going on right now in the media, and it's absolutely starting to spark fear on women who are pregnant and also women who are planning to be pregnant. So here's the thing. You may be asking yourself, and you're pregnant, did I do something wrong? Did I take Tylenol when I shouldn't have? Well, what you have to do is you have to not listen to what culture says. Now, I'm not saying to ignore the studies, but what you have to also do is you have to stand on the scripture and God's word. So what we speak, life instead of fear. So how do you counteract that? Let's say for an example that you are pregnant and you have taken Tylenol, and then you see the results of these studies that have come out and that RFK and Trump were talking about. Well, here's what we have to do. We have to declare that my child is created in God's image, fearfully and wonderfully made. And by his stripes, I release healing and wholeness over my pregnancy, my child, and my womb. Because what you have to understand is Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what we do is we use the word of God to reverse the curse. No weapon formed against me, and my baby shall prosper. That's Isaiah 54:17. And so when you recognize that words carry authority, both they can harm and they can heal. So, yes, there are studies out there. There are things that the media is going to say. There are things that people are going to say about pregnancy and about sickness and about COVID and about all the things that go on within this world. But if we stand on God's word and we trust in him, then God is going to move on our behalf. So we have two stories that are conflicting, but God's word never conflicts. So you hold on to these scriptures, Isaiah 54:17, Proverbs 18:21, and you declare that God has created your child in God's image, fearfully and wonderfully made, recognizing that your words carry authority, and refuse to speak fear and admit defeat, because we have to keep moving. We have to keep walking. You say, well, but are you in this situation with me? No, but God's word is. God's word is going to help you through the process. Speak kingdom level declarations that align with God's promises, not headlines or statistics. Now, let me read that one to you again. Speak kingdom level declarations that align with God's promises, not headlines or statistics. So, when headlines make you afraid, remember the tongue carries life. You could say, oh man, I'm scared to death over this. Well, there you go. You spoke it right over yourself. So what you have to do is you have to allow God, because he has already spoken the truth, over your family, over your baby, and over this particular news story that has come out. Stand firm in faith, declare life, healing and protection over your child. Man, this is absolutely a timeless message for people that are pregnant, people that are expecting or are going to have babies. What you have to understand is what you call yours empowers you to stay, and sickness may attack, but it doesn't belong to you. And then speak what God says, not what culture says. And once you figure that out, you need to write down three negative things that you've said about your health, and then cross them out, and then replace them with faith-filled words. It'll change the whole outlook. It'll change the whole situation. And then you have to declare God's promises, because symptoms may speak loudly, but God's promises speak louder. And so Isaiah 53:5, with his stripes, we are healed. Declaring healing even when the symptoms remain. You say, well, you're nuts. No, absolutely not. When symptoms come into your body, when things happen, well, here's what you say. Well, you got the sniffles, so you say, well, I guess I'm catching a cold, or I'm going to get the flu. Well, you're speaking those things over you. And guess what? You probably will. And it even goes farther to say, well, you know, I'm never going to amount to anything. I'm never going to get that job. I'm never going to find the one true love for me. Well, you probably won't, because you've sealed the deal. So you need to reverse that. So write these things, these negative things down about what you say about yourself, even about your health, and then cross them out. Then replace them with faith-filled words like, I'm the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower. I'm above and not beneath, and the devil is under my feet. I will find the right person for me. I will get out of debt. I will get the job that God wants me to have. And once you do that, and once you declare healing, even though the symptoms or the situation remains the same, your words will align with heaven's report, not what the doctor's report may be. And I'm not saying don't trust your doctor. I'm not saying don't stop taking your medication. I'm telling you that what God says is the final prescription. God's word doesn't change even when your body feels weak. You have to continue to pray over yourself. And, you know, and I've been having some back issues. And I get up in the morning, and I'll stretch and it hurts. And I just continue to stretch and do my exercises. I've gone to the chiropractor. He's a godly man. And we have great conversation when I'm there. And I'm doing everything that I can do. And I'm able to walk. And I don't have any pain once I get up out of bed. And I'm continuing to. So, you know, I'm not standing behind the microphone here, or sitting behind the microphone telling you things that I'm not doing. I'm standing on God's word. Every morning this week, here's what I want you to do, even though it's Thursday, but we can do this for a whole week, and then some. Declare one promise of healing over yourself. By his stripes, I am healed, or God is restoring my health. Begin to speak these things over yourself, because there's power in your tongue. And whatsoever we speak with our mouth and we proclaim it, then we have it. And that's the good and the bad and the ugly. So you have to speak life daily. What if every word that you speak today became reality tomorrow? Think about that. So what if every word that you spoke today became reality tomorrow? That would freak me out if I'm one of these negative ninnies, people who talk negative about stuff all the time. Man, I tell you what, that is like a cancer. You have got to change the way that you talk. Well, my husband will never get saved, or I'll never get pregnant, or my kid will never amount to anything. Mark chapter 11, 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into sea, shall not doubt in his heart. He shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. That is not my words. That is God's word. Let me read it to you again. Matthew 11, 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. See, that's the key. The opposite of doubt is faith. The opposite of doubt is belief. And so what we have to do is, if we don't believe in our heart, which is where it's where everything happens. It's the main frame of who you are. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He, you, what I say, and shall have whatsoever he saith. Man, I tell you what, it's a good word today. Words have power to influence your health. Speak God's truth and promises over your body, and replace negative speech with daily affirmation of faith. So that tells you that you're going to have to dig in the word. You may have had a horrible diagnosis, but what we have to do is we stand on God's word to know that he's going to fix the situation. So I want you to write a personal prayer declaring God's promises of health and healing over your body. See, what God wants you to get to, and this is the 31 Days of Healing prayer that you can find on my website, johnfowler.org. It's a free download. I want to encourage you to do it. And what I want to encourage you to do is to understand that there's one thing called healing, but there's one thing called wholeness. When we get into wholeness, that is spiritual, physical, and emotional. That's where God wants us, all three parts whole. But we're talking about the healing part today, the physical part. Journal how speaking life has shifted your perspective and how things have changed since you have. And share one declaration of faith with a friend or a loved one this week. It says, hey, you know, there was a horrible report that came out about Tylenol and pregnancy, and I've taken Tylenol and I'm pregnant, but I'm just going to trust God to know that everything's going to be all right, and that he's going to reverse whatever was, and that my child is going to be born just fine without autism. I'm telling you, there is power in your words, power in the word of God. A woman who was in her 50s, was battling arthritis, and she had it so bad that she could barely walk up the stairs. And every day she would say, my arthritis is just getting worse. See, she began to own it. My depression. Not only that, my job situation, whatever it may be, you know, my anxiety, my fear. And so you own those things because you're calling it, you know, just like your car, it's in the parking lot or in the driveway. That's my car. So that means you own it. So when you say my arthritis or, you know, my depression, these things, that means you're owning those. So one day she was saying, my arthritis is just getting worse. So one day her pastor challenged her to stop proclaiming ownership and start declaring God is my healer. By my stripes, I am healed. And at first, nothing seemed to change. But within weeks, she noticed that she was moving easier. And over time, her strength returned, and she testified that her pain had dramatically decreased. And she said the biggest healing came when she changed her words. That's where we are today. And you need to speak life over your health today. And I want to pray over your health today. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for people that are struggling with anxiety, with fear, with depression. That's the mental part. But then cancer, I pray against cancer. I pray, Father, against arthritis. I pray against diabetes to be healed, be whole, and be well in the name of Jesus. Moving forward right now and begin to proclaim these things. Put these things on your mirror when you're getting ready for work, right before you go to bed. You proclaim that you are healed, whole, and well in Jesus' name and begin to walk in that. It's the word of God. It's not name it, claim it, bag it, grab it, as John Sandy would say, but it's about proclaiming what God says, and it'll change your life, I promise you. And whatever you're going through, He's going to help you through it. Let's say that you're not saved today. Well, we made it through the rapture rumors the past couple of days, and I told you the rapture wasn't going to take place. There's still other stuff that needs to happen, but there's a great revival that's going on, and one of the greatest things that would happen to you would be to accept Him, accept Jesus. And you know how you do that? You say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I ask You to come into my life and live. And I ask You to use me for Your kingdom, glory, and honor. If you prayed that prayer today, angels are rejoicing in heaven. Get in a Bible-believing church. Download YouVersion. If you don't have a Bible laying around the house, YouVersion. I was talking to a person who rededicated their life the other day, and he had a Bible from the Gideons. He said, it's hard for me to read. And I said, go to YouVersion. I said, it'll read it for you in whatever interpretation that you want. God wants to do big things in you. Keep moving, keep pressing, keep, even though it hurts, you're stronger than you think you are. So do me a favor, reach out, John Fowler, WV, on social media and johnfowler.org. And there's free downloads. Sign up for the newsletter, which will be coming out soon, towards the end of the month. And I love you, and thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.